Ypsilanti Township's Blight Busters team started legal proceedings against the owners of the Liberty Square development in 2010. Demolition work began on the 21-acre, 17-building complex on Grove near the I-94 Rawsonville Road interchange. Township Supervisor Brenda Stumbo says it's a bittersweet day. Stumbo says a lot of officials worked many hours because the owners of the complex didn't care about the conditions of the facility.
Our building department, our zoning department, our police department, our legal department, our ordinance department, and they were vigilant. They spent hours and hours building a case. Our goal is compliance, and the gentleman who was the majority owner of here chose not to do that, just collect money. I think greed took over instead of the wellness of our residents and our community.
Stumbo says the demolition should serve as a reminder to other property owners that Ypsilanti Township won't tolerate blighted properties. In addition to the poor physical condition of the complex, law enforcement frequently visited the property to deal with illegal narcotics and other criminal activity. A $650,000 grant from the Michigan Land Bank Fast Track Authority is covering about 80% of the demolition costs. Kim Homan is the Michigan Land Bank director. Homan says the location of the complex gives it great potential.
The perfect situation where we were able to bring some resources from some combined partnerships between state and the township. And this will be removed, and this is going to be a great opportunity for the township in terms of future development. It's great access for any kind of future development, commercial, office, retail.
Demolition of the entire complex is expected to take about 3 months. Andrew Cluley, WEMU News.